NPR's business news starts with a plan to save the euro. A week after the European Union won the Nobel Peace Prize, its leaders are meeting in Brussels to discuss strengthening their fiscal union to help stabilize European economies. Any afterglow from receiving the Peace Prize has been dimmed by renewed divisions on how best to tackle the debt crisis, which suggests that this meeting won't make much progress. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson reports.
EU leaders are expected to steer clear of tackling the financial troubles in Greece and Spain and instead focus on how to unify the region's banks and economies. A banking union proposal, many of them backed at June's summit, is seen as key to ensuring a viable single currency. The plan calls for strengthening the European Central Bank's role by giving it control of private banks. They are currently regulated by the central banks of the country they are located in. German Finance Minister Wolfgang Schäuble doesn't feel the proposal goes far enough. He's calling for the appointment of a currency commissioner with veto power over nations' budgets.
You should see the proposal by Wolfgang Schäuble as a kind of price for the banking union.
That's Peter de Wilde, an analyst at Berlin's Social Science Center. He says the banking union would provide a vital safety net to poorer member states.
So what Schäuble wants in return for this is a guarantee that the public debts of these countries don't go even further astray than they are currently.
The finance minister's boss, Chancellor Angela Merkel, cautioned against hopes for a quick fix. Speaking at the Bundestag, Merkel reminded people that the problems with the euro were not created overnight. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.